Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And they're planning to open up near City Park. Now, Bud's Boiler was close to City Park, but there was a fire there, and they didn't come back. And Morning Call lost a bid to continue in City Park. So Bud's Boiler and Morning Call are getting together, and it's going to be one location. It's going to have Bud's and Morning Call. It's going to be a two-story building. This is my understanding. It's going to be a two-story building, and there's going to be apartments upstairs. Now, what's the first thing you think about? You're living upstairs from Morning Call and Bud's Boiler. Would that not be torture? I mean, you would smell the burgers. You would smell the fries. You would smell the Morning Call coffee. That would just drive me insane. And you know you're going to smell it. If you live upstairs from Bud's Boiler Morning Call, you are going to smell it. Anyway, I thought this would be a great time. We'll do this later in the show. To talk about the many things, and we do this once in a while, talk about the many things that are gone that we'd like to see come back. I mean, some things are gone and you would never want them to come back. I'll give you one example of something that I would love to have come back. Now, the way I eat today, I don't know how much I would take advantage of it, but boy, there was a time that I used to love Hopper's Drive-In, which was about Transcontinental and Veterans Highway when I was growing up. You take a date there. They come to your car, that roast beef po' boy at Hopper's restaurant. We'll talk about some of these things later in the show. Things that are gone but not forgotten. Things that are gone but things that you'd like to see come back. And if you are relatively new to New Orleans, this will be entertaining for you because you'll hear about some of the things that people talk about that maybe you didn't experience. And so we'll give you a feeling of what New Orleans was like or some of the places that are gone that some people would like to come back. We're going to talk about something in the next hour that I hate to talk about. I hate this topic. I hate this topic not because it's controversial. I hate this topic because it's a no-win topic on the air. But we have to talk about it, so I am going to talk about it. Alabama's new bill almost completely bans abortion in the state. Doctors performing an abortion would face up to 99 years in prison. And this bill, if it becomes law, may be used to challenge the landmark Supreme Court decision, Roe v. Wade. Do you think it's possible Roe v. Wade will be overturned by the Supreme Court? It is very difficult to have this conversation without people getting hysterical. I'm not talking about passion. I'm talking about hysterical in their arguments. And I understand the nature of the passion because of the topic. But it's a no-win debate in this country. It's a no-win debate on talk radio. But we're going to talk about it in the next hour. First up on the show, is it fair to say the New Orleans Pelicans are lucky? With only a 6% chance of winning the number one draft choice in the NBA's draft lottery last night, the Pelicans won the number one draft choice again. Back in 2012, the Pelicans won the draft lottery with the number one pick, and they selected Anthony Davis. Now, I could only wonder how Anthony Davis was feeling last night when the Pels won the number one selection again with another chance of getting a player that could have an instant impact on the team. That player is Duke's phenomenal forward, Zion Williamson. Zion is big and physical. He's also very quick and agile and just an unbelievable college talent. Can you imagine an NBA team with Anthony Davis and Zion Williamson? When the NBA draft is held next month, if as expected, Zion is the Pelicans' choice. At that moment, the team would have both Anthony Davis and Zion. But remember, Anthony Davis announced before the end of last season that he wanted to be traded. He was no longer interested in playing in New Orleans for the Pelicans. The question now is, does Anthony Davis still want to be traded? The desire for an athlete to put his talent on display in a major market is something that most professional athletes consider. And that was certainly on AD's mind when the rumors were circulating that he wanted to be traded to the Los Angeles Lakers to team up with LeBron James. Not only teaming up with LeBron James, but also being in Los Angeles. And there are even reports that Zion Williamson was hoping for the Knicks, hoping that the Knicks would get the number one draft choice and he would be playing in New York, the number one market in the country. And it seems like the national media is all ablaze with comments about or thoughts that I can't believe Zion Williamson is not going to a major market. It's almost like the national media is upset. Huh, so be it. But, you know, a lot has changed for the Pelicans since Anthony Davis insulted New Orleans by his public desire to be traded from the Pelicans. Things were different when Anthony Davis vented his frustration about playing here. The Pelicans now have a top-flight general manager in David Griffin, who was the successful general manager of the Cleveland Cavaliers when they were on top. The hiring of Griffin demonstrates that Gail Benson and the organization are serious about creating a championship NBA team here. With talented new guidance in the front office, and now the luck of winning the number one draft pick in the upcoming draft, suddenly the New Orleans Pelicans are the hot trending franchise. So how is AD feeling today about his decision to leave New Orleans? The prospect of drafting this talented player, Zion Williamson, with David Griffin as general manager, is causing an intense buzz around the Pelicans. Now, it would be unprecedented, but what if Zion didn't want to play for the Pelicans? For the same reason that Anthony Davis wants to be traded. He wants his talent to be on stage in a major market. But think about this. With the right to draft Zion Williamson and with the rights to Anthony Davis, even if neither player played with the Pelicans, the team would end up with a wealth of talent because of what they would get for those two players. Again, I don't expect Zion to not sign, but that would be unprecedented. But it's happened in professional sports before. With David Griffin in the front office, it's difficult to imagine that Zion would not want to play in New Orleans. And there may be a slight possibility that AD might want to stay. But that leads to another issue. Anthony Davis's public request to get the hell out of New Orleans. There's a lesson to be learned from this mistake by Anthony Davis. He's still a young player. He's still a young person. But by announcing that he wants to get out of New Orleans before the season ended, before everything transpired, Davis set himself up as somebody who is no longer beloved as a sports figure in the city. And the fans' reaction to Davis is justified. And in some games, he was booed after the announcement was made during the season. So at this point, how can Anthony Davis stay in New Orleans? Would the city forgive and forget in the interest of having AD and Zion on the same team? I'm not sure that there is that kind of DNA in New Orleans sports fans to forgive and forget. Because New Orleans sports fans have a bitter side to them. And I'm not sure they're willing to put that aside, even if it means having two top players in the league on their team. What do you think? Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. If Anthony Davis changed his mind and wanted to remain in New Orleans, would fans forgive him and embrace him? Give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. Hey, you think Anthony Davis wants to change his mind about leaving the Pelicans? I'm Scoot. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Pelicans striking gold. The number one draft pick is going to probably lead to them selecting Zion Williamson, just they considered to be the top college player, and we're going to get him. Last time we had the number one pick was 2012. We selected Anthony Davis, and Anthony Davis announced before the season ended that he was leaving. Could things change? Seth Dunlap, who is the host of our show at night, The Last Laugh, joins us on WWL. Seth is our expert on basketball. Seth, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Scoot? Incredible day yesterday. This is huge.
A 6% chance of winning the number one draft choice, and the Pelicans get it.
I mean, it's incredible. I've never been as simultaneously stunned and excited in sports as I was last night. We've been stunned before, watching the Saints with a no-call or the meltdown in Minneapolis a couple of years ago. Been excited before, but not sure I've been as simultaneously stunned and excited as I was last night. I mean, that's basically a 1 in 20 shot they had to land that number one overall pick. But it's not just they had that 1 in 20 shot. It was also the year that Zion Williamson was coming out, which is widely regarded. He's widely regarded as the top NBA prospect, at least since Anthony Davis came out, possibly since LeBron James came out. So when those two factors happen and you land that pick, it's pretty incredible.
And tell everybody why Zion Williamson is so special as a player coming into the NBA.
Well, he's got a very rare combination of extreme athleticism, extreme strength, and size, and he can play inside and out. I mean, this is, if there's a player that you could possibly compare to LeBron James when he was young, it'd be Zion Williamson. I mean, he's about the same size. He can play the same position. He can play inside and outside. He's got that just freakish strength. I mean, if you've seen the kid, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, he was that big when he was in high school. And he can also play from the perimeter, which is basically a mandatory now in the NBA. But he's also an elite defender. I mean, there's very few parts of his game that are lacking, even right now, as a 19-year-old kid getting ready to come into the NBA. I mean, I don't compare the guys to LeBron James lightly. And, of course, he's got to come into the league and prove that he lives up to these expectations, which LeBron did when he had to come into the league. But I don't think you could have a fair comparison to LeBron the last 17 years until this kid. And I think the comparison is legitimate.
And Zion is a player who will have an immediate impact on the Pelicans or any team that he joined.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, there's a transition period for any player coming into the NBA. I mean, just use the LeBron comparison. It took him 2 to 3 years to really become one of the best players in the NBA. It's going to be the same with Zion Williamson. We can't expect him to come here next year and immediately push the Pelicans to the brink of a championship. This is still going to be a process. So let's not try to pretend that we're going to snap a finger and Anthony Davis is going to stay and Zion's going to come here and Drew's going to stay and all of a sudden the Pelicans are going to be competing for the Warriors with championships. It's not going to be that simple, but the groundwork is laid now where they have certainly a path forward to compete for championships for a very long time. I know we said this before with Anthony Davis. That was different front office management. That was a different president of basketball operations. That was a different owner. This just feels different. I was here for that Anthony Davis draft. I was here for this one. It just feels completely different. It's good.
You know, there is this idea that that Zion Williamson, there are reports out that he was really hoping the Knicks would get the number one draft choice, wanting to put his talent on display in a major market. That's the reason Anthony Davis wants to leave New Orleans, apparently. Is there any chance that Zion Williamson would not want to play with the Pelicans?
Yeah, I think that's certainly a possibility. And look, I'm not going to begrudge anybody for wanting to play in New York or L.A. or Chicago, one of these big markets. I mean, come on, why wouldn't you? Those are some of the biggest cities in the country. And from a marketing perspective, of course, you're going to want to, hope that you land in one of those spots. But the NBA draft lottery is a lottery just for that. And these kids are well aware of it. And they're advised of this, that, New York only had a 14% chance of landing that number one overall pick. The Lakers only had a 2% chance of landing that number one overall pick. Is there a chance Zion Williamson's going to, return to school? I would say no. I would say almost assuredly no, because here's the thing, Scoot. Is he going to go through this all again next year when it's another 14% chance for the Knicks or Lakers to grab him? This with the number one pick, or Atlanta with the number one pick, or some other city that he wouldn't prefer? I mean, you can make all these hypotheticals where he returns and he really wants to be in New York, but the reality is, even if he does that and does this all again next year, there's every possibility that he lands somewhere that's even a much worse position than the Pelicans are to win immediately.
Well, it seems to me that if we have the rights to him, if we draft him, and if at the time we also have the rights to Anthony Davis, even if neither one of those players ended up on our team, we would have so much power to build an incredible team that no matter what, it looks like the Pelicans are going to have a good team next season.
But it should. I mean, I can't imagine that not. I mean, the pieces are there. I still am a little bit skeptical of the thoughts going around that Anthony Davis is magically going to change his mind here. The reports from Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, I think Zach Lowe also had this, that Anthony Davis's camp and Rich Paul and Clutch Sports, they haven't changed their mind after what happened last night. And you know what? I'm not sure that that's the wrong play from them, because there was way too many bridges burnt here in my mind. I mean, they said things about the ownership of the media and vice versa. That's really hard to repair in 6 months or so. But even if Anthony Davis doesn't stay here, like you said, Scoot, they're going to be able to get a king's ransom for him still. Remember, the Knicks have the number 3 pick. That's a preferred destination for Anthony Davis. He had the Lakers with a 4th pick now. That's a preferred destination for Anthony Davis. So there are options for the Pelicans to get maximum return where we just didn't quite know that before this lottery happened. I mean, the lottery lined up perfectly.
Very quickly, Seth, do you think Zion signs with the Pelicans?
Yeah, I would say there's a very slim chance that he does not. It's a possibility, but very slim.
All right, great. Thanks for being with us. Seth Dunlap, he's a man. He's our basketball expert. Knows a lot of other things too, but just he really knows basketball because he played basketball, and he's the host of our show at night, The Last Lap. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. You think AD is going to stay? Yeah, I mean, the Pelicans and Pelican fans are thanking their lucky stars because a 6% chance of getting the number one draft pick, and they got it. And so that means next month in the NBA draft, they've got a shot at the player that is believed to be the most talented player in college basketball, and that is Zion Williamson from Duke. So the question is, would Anthony Davis dare change his mind and stay with the Pelicans? Here's an update on our Bloomberg Gumbo poll. If Anthony Davis changed his mind and wanted to remain in New Orleans, do you think fans would forgive him and embrace him? 55%. Say yes, 45% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. You know, having been born here and grew up here, been on the air here for so many years, I feel like I have a sense of New Orleans sports fans. And I'm not sure it's in the collective DNA of New Orleans sports fans to be so quick to forgive and forget, even if it means getting two unbelievable players on your team. You know, it's almost like there's this bitterness. There's a grudge that develops at times like this, and it's like, wait a minute, you don't want us? We don't want you. I don't care if our team's going to be better. We don't want you. Do you think that's the attitude? So far, a majority thinks that, yeah, they would embrace him. The fans would forgive him and embrace him. What do you think? Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Terrytown, Ron, welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon, Scoop.
Hey, Ron.
Yes. Before anything can be considered for as with Anthony Davis staying with the Pelicans, he will first have to apologize to the fans, not only for the things that were said, but him flashing his middle finger to the fans.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to do that?
I don't know. That would be up to him.
Yeah, but, I mean that would be the first step, Ron. But I'm not sure. A lot of fans would accept that. I'm not sure a lot of fans would be satisfied with that.
Well, me as one fan, I would consider it because everybody's made mistakes. Anthony Davis allowed LeBron James, Magic Johnson to whisper into his ear and give him a lot of bad information. And maybe he's learned from that. And everybody's entitled to a chance, a second chance.
Yeah. Ron, it does seem as if Anthony Davis got the wrong advice. And I think the lesson to be learned from this is, you know, men, don't be so quick to be public, whether it's, you know, you're a professional athlete and you're being public to the whole market and the whole country, or whether you're in your office and you don't like the general manager anymore, and you suddenly want to talk about moving to another company, and then suddenly things change and you want to stay. Is there not already some ill will that's created there? You know, I personally want the best team. And personally, if the best team means embracing Anthony Davis, if he wants to stay here, I say embrace him. But I also know that there are a lot of people in New Orleans who are not so forgiving. And when it comes to sports, man, I think they're hardcore. And the way Anthony Davis handled this before the season ended, it was such an insult to the city that I think a lot of fans would take that personally. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Gonzalez, Homer, welcome to the show. Hello, Homer. All right, not sure what happened to Homer, but we'll check back with him. From the West Bank, Jeffrey, you're on WWL.
Thank you for taking my call. I want to talk about things that in New Orleans don't exist anymore that you kind of wish they were, I guess, a nostalgic kind of wish they existed.
Again. Yeah, you can make a comment. We're gonna focus on that in the 3 o'clock hour, but you can go ahead and comment.
Well, McKenzie's. I don't think there's an equivalent for the pastries.
Man, I think you're right, Jeffrey. And man, for those of you who are new to the New Orleans area, there was a chain of bakeries here called McKenzie's, and oh my God, everything they made was good. They made these big sugar cookies at Halloween, at Valentine's Day, and for Christmas. And I mean, I could eat my body weight in those things.
Yeah. I mean, everything was soft. Yeah. It was. I mean, the buttermilk drops. It was just something that you. I think it was a period of time where I probably bought buttermilk drops 5 days a week.
You know, I had my tonsils out at the age of 30 as an adult, and I mean, it was hell. I'm sure it's gotten better now, but I mean, it was the worst thing that I had ever experienced up to that point. I went 10 days with not being able to eat anything except drink room temperature milk. I mean, that was it. This business about you eat ice, and I couldn't do anything except drink room temperature milk. It was horrible. But when I finally was able to swallow something, I will never forget. I was living in Kenner. I went right to the McKenzie's on Williams Boulevard, and I bought a lemon meringue pie. I went home and ate the whole thing. And I have no regrets. It was awesome. Jeffrey, I got to move on to a break. I'm glad you called. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870. It's area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, hey, AD, goodbye, good riddance. Yeah, later in the show, we're going to talk about Bud's Broiler and Morning Call coming back, and we'll talk about some of the things in the New Orleans area that are gone, but you'd like for them to come back. But right now, we're focusing on this incredible stroke of luck by the New Orleans Pelicans getting the number one draft pick. So it looks like they're going to pick Zion Williamson, the best player in college basketball, guy from Duke who can do it all. It looks like he's coming here. So would that change Anthony Davis's mind? And if Anthony Davis changed his mind, would you forgive him and embrace him? I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Yeah, the Pelicans got lucky again. Back in 2012, they got the number one draft pick in the draft lottery in the NBA. Picked Anthony Davis. 6% chance. They got it last night again. And a lot of people are upset. And you kind of get this sense that the national sports media is upset that Zion Williamson, this key player from Duke, may not end up in a major market. That he'll end up in New Orleans. And does this open the possibility that Anthony Davis would change his mind? Does he want to stay now? You know, when Anthony Davis announced that he was going to leave, I didn't blame him because the Pelicans were showing no signs of surrounding him with a winning team. Well, they did a few things here and there, but they didn't really show that they were going to be a winning team. And their general manager, the front office, was terrible. And so with the hiring of David Griffin, who was with the Cleveland Cavaliers, did a great job with the Cavs, with him in the front office, this is going to be a different team. And then now with not only Griffin in the front office, but if we do sign Zion Williamson, and that will probably happen, the Pelicans are a different team. But Anthony Davis wanted to go to a major market, which again, you know, you can't blame him for that. In fact, there are reports that that Zion Williamson wanted to go to the Knicks and wanted to go to a major market team. So it looks as if he's going to sign, but I mean, I guess there always is that possibility that he would not want to play here. So what do you think? Do you think if Anthony Davis changed his mind, the fans would forgive and embrace him. Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's the text. The diehard fans would forgive him, but the regular people will not. Here's a text that says, AD said he wanted to leave New Orleans for a championship. The Pels were terrible in doing nothing to improve. If he's sincere, he now has a chance with Zion to build a winner here. See, I would accept Anthony Davis if he said, hey, you know what? I'm in. I'm staying. And I hope that if that's what he really wants to do, he does it. And I would hope that pride doesn't get in his way, that he doesn't feel so proud that he couldn't do that. And here's an update on our Blue Runner Gumbo poll. If Anthony Davis changed his mind and wanted to remain in New Orleans, would fans forgive him and embrace him? 59% say yes. 41% say no. Give us your opinion by going to WWL.com. From Lafayette, Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Good.
Fantastic. Look, I'm going to double down on what you just said. Prior to you saying it, I was on hold, and that was great. The front office is responsible for getting this roster right. Anthony Davis has given us some really good years, and we're not a basketball state. New Orleans is not a basketball city by any stretch of the imagination. But simply fielding a really competitive basketball team, he's a great centerpiece, as he's one of the top 10 players in the NBA now on the lower half. So, absolutely, we should embrace this if we were to make a decision to remain with the Pels. We should embrace it. Oh, he just wants to field a competitive, have a competitive basketball team hit the court.
But Eric, don't you think that there are a lot of local fans, and you know, knowing local fans the way we know local fans, don't you think that many of them would like, I don't care if it's going to make the team better. He said he wanted to go. Get him out of here.
Yeah, absolutely right. But I'm not certain that these people that would take that position would be genuine basketball fans. Bringing that attitude to something like this, when this guy has given, because he's almost fulfilled his contract. There's only 1 year remaining. He's given us some really good years.
Yep.
But it's up to that front office to get this roster right so that this is a competitive team. And that's what he wants. Make no mistake about it. The larger market would provide some more financial.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely there's a significant advantage for a professional athlete to be in a major market, and we've been so fortunate that that Drew Brees has been here. As great as he is, he would get even more attention if he were with a team in a major market like New York, Chicago, or Los Angeles.
Right, I agree with that. But I tell you what, Golden State, and prior to them, San Antonio has given us a small market model for winning championships.
Right.
Let's do it.
That's right.
Embrace him. Let's add some stuff to this roster, and let's do it. Let's go get it.
Eric, I appreciate the call. Here's a text that says, hell no, hit the road, Jack. Here's a text that says, nope, trade AD to the Lakers. Give the baby what he wants. Give us the fourth pick so we can have two top five picks. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. You got a comment, 260-1870. No, text is 870-870. So it has been announced that the LSU-Texas game, LSU has not played Texas in Austin, the Longhorns, since 1954. LSU is going to Austin this season. The game time has been announced. Kickoff prime time Saturday night, 6:30, September 7th. That will be an epic moment. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Lucky day for the Pelicans yesterday. They won the lottery. They got the number one draft pick in the NBA draft coming up next month. And conventional wisdom says they're going to select the player that is considered to be the best player coming out of college basketball, which is Zion Williamson from Duke. Here's a text that says, I'm a big Duke fan, so I'm excited Zion Williamson is coming to play for the New Orleans Pelicans. Another text says, trade AD to the Knicks, get him out of the Western Conference. Here's a text that says, Scoot, nobody is addressing the elephant in the room. The Pelicans will still have the same lousy coach, so nothing will change. If Gentry is not the right coach for the Pelicans, do you think a guy like David Griffin is going to put up with that? I mean, he knows more about it than I do. He knows more about it than you do. So let's see. I didn't have faith in Dell Demps. I have faith in David Griffin. And if Gentry's not the right guy, he's gone. And I just don't think that Griffin would put up with that. So if he's still the coach, let's have confidence in him, because obviously Griffin sees something that maybe we're not seeing. Our congratulations to Donald Morgan of Amit. Donald won $1,000 in the Intercom National Cash Contest. Won it right here on WWL. Moments from now, a code word will spill from my lips. That code word, texted to 72881, means that you're eligible to win $1,000 in cash. It's the Intercom National 12K a day giveaway coming up here in just a few moments. Here is a text that says, AD's head is too big for his britches. He made his bed. Now he must lay in it. You know, I get that. I wrote a blog about this. It's on our website. It's titled, The Pelicans Strike Gold, Would AD Stay? So there is that possibility that he might go, hey, wait a minute. You know, I want to be with a championship team with David Griffin in the front office. And I think that's a very significant thing. With Griffin in the front office, with that changing, and with the prospect of getting Zion Williamson, just this unbelievably talented forward, can you imagine how potent the Pelicans will be? So this is a good thing. And so Anthony Davis might change his mind. And the big question that I would have in my mind is, would fans forgive him and embrace him? I mean, obviously some will, but there will be many who won't. From Kenner, Country, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how's it going, babe?
Good.
Look, I'm calling on this AD situation. First of all, hell yeah, we're going to forgive AD if he decides to stay. I mean, just like Cleveland forgave LeBron, you know, you want to win. If that man teams up with this kid we're going to draft this year and bring rings to this city, all, absolutely all, will be forgotten. He's really, what he's about to get is a younger version of what he's leaving the city to chase, a younger LeBron James. If I'm him, I'm staying, bottom line.
Well, you know, if you want to be with the championship team, it seems like there are some things falling into place for the Pelicans that were not in place when Anthony Davis basically said, I want to play anywhere except New Orleans. Coming up in the next hour, I want to talk about the topic that I hate to talk about, but it's a big topic. We're going to discuss it. It's about that abortion bill in Alabama. It's time now for the $1,000 12K a day giveaway. The code word this hour is chicken. Text CHICKEN to 72881. Text chicken to 72881. Next code word is coming up right before the top of the hour news at 3. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply, and please don't text and drive. Don't miss your chance at winning $12,000 a day in the Intercom National 12K a day giveaway. So this new bill in Alabama almost completely bans abortion. We've got a heartbeat bill going through the legislature in Louisiana. Are we headed for cases that may overturn Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion? We'll be back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.